The Way In by Will Wiles, read by William Rycroft. The house is the same size as the world, or rather, it is the world. The House of Asterion, Jorge Luis Borges. Part 1. The Conference. The bright red numbers on the radio alarm clock beside my bed arranged themselves into the unfortunate shape of 6:12. Barely 4 hours since I went to sleep, I was abruptly awake. I remembered that I had been in the bar, and that I had seen the woman again. Apart from the red digital display, 6:13, the room was dark, and the preceding day was clear. I had seen her again, and I had spoken to her. Over the years, I had come to believe that my memory was steadily enhancing this woman. Our first encounter was so out of the ordinary that it took on a completely unreal complexion in retrospect, and I suspected that I might be elaborating on it, on her, to make the whole bizarre incident more exotic. But there she was again, matching perfectly what I had assumed was an idealized vision. Her Amazonian height, and her pale skin and red hair. Even in the flesh, there was something about her that didn't quite match up to reality, as if she was too high definition. Just hours later, our reunion had already taken on the qualities of a dream, one that had been interrupted before it was complete. Morris. Morris had ruined it. A return to sleep seemed unlikely and unwise. It was less than an hour until the alarm would go off, and I had no intention of oversleeping and being forced to head to the fair without a shower and breakfast. The hotel room was well heated, the carpet soft and warm under my feet. It was quiet, almost silent, but the air conditioner hummed its low hum, and there was something else in the air. A kind of electromagnetic potential, a distorted echo beyond the audible range. Or nothing. Just the membranes of the ear settling after being startled from sleep. Outside it would be cold. I opened the curtains, but could see little. The sullen orange glow of the motorway to one side, an occluded sky untouched by dawn, and on the level of the horizon, a shivering cluster of red lights that suggested somehow an oil refinery. Maybe the airport, radar towers, UHF antennae. I switched on the room lights. Latte-coloured carpet, a cuboid black armchair, a desk with steel and wicker chair, a flat-screen TV on the wall, and, of course, an insipid abstract painting. It was like every other hotel room I've stayed in. Bland, familiar, non-committal, unaligned to any style or culture. I once read that the colour schemes in large chain hotels were selected for how they looked under artificial light, on the understanding that the business people staying in the rooms would mostly be there outside daylight hours. And that principle must also apply to the art on the walls. And again I remembered the woman in the bar, what she had said about the paintings. The indistinct background hum seemed a little louder. It had to be the aircon, or the minibar under the desk. It was a benign sound, almost soothing, a suggestion that I was surrounded by advanced systems dedicated to keeping me comfortable. Showering took the edge off my tiredness and allowed me to ignore it. I put on a weigh-in bathrobe and returned to the bedroom, drying my hair with a weigh-in towel. The TV was on, but only showed the hotel screen that had greeted me on my arrival in the room last night. Welcome, Mr. Double. Above this was the corporate logo, a stylized W in the official red. A stock photo of a group of weigh-in staff, or models playing weigh-in staff, smiled up at me. Room service numbers and pay TV options were listed underneath. Today's special in the restaurant was pan-seared salmon. The weather for today and tomorrow, fog and rain. Temperature scarce degrees above zero. I picked up the remote and found the BBC News. The sky had lightened, but the view had not improved. The glass in the window was thick, presumably soundproofed against the nearby airport, and it gave the landscape a sea-green tint. Mucoid mist shrouded nearly everything. My room was on the second floor of the hotel. Outside was a strip of car park, bounded by a chain-link fence. Then an empty plot...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?